Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا الله
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Kareem from the Hot Dawah Group. This is Hot Dawah Media Presents Glad Tidings, Episode 2, Season 2, Episode 2, The Creations of Allah. Today's episode, we'll try to discuss three of the major creations of Allah, three of the creations that we know of as mankind. As big as the world is, there are things that we're finding out about every day. But inshallah, by the will of Allah, we'll discuss these three today. But before we go on any further, I encourage you to follow us on Twitter. I encourage you to, everything's up under the Hot Dawah Group. I encourage you to follow us on Tumblr. I encourage you to follow our blog. That's where you can find our show notes, because the show is only 30 minutes, if not less. So I try to compress as much as I can into 30 minutes. That's why I try to give you a basic understanding. If you want a deeper understanding and a more into it understanding, then please go to our blog. It's hotdawah.blogger.com. Or you can go to blogger, www.blogger.com/hotdawah. Either way you do it, HAQQDAWAH. Either way, it should take you to our blog site. Go on there, look it up. You'll find some videos. You'll find some other material that you may like. Alright, so before we get started, I want to let you know that next week, we've been jumping around with time, so we're going to pin down one day so we can stop doing this Sunday one day, Thursday one day, Saturday one day. But next week, we're going to have a special guest on. I don't want to ruin it. This is a special guest. This is a brother that I really enjoy listening to myself. A brother that really inspired me. So next week, tune in, I'll start wrapping up to it throughout the week. But today we'll discuss the three creations of Allah, three of Allah's creations. The first one we'll discuss is angels. Well, out of the three we'll discuss is angels, jinn, and mankind. The first one that we'll discuss is angels. Angels are from the world of the unseen. There's no text telling human beings when angels were created, but even though there's no text, we understand from the book of Allah, the Quran, the verbatim word of Allah, that angels were created first. Excuse me. We know that angels were created first and that angels, their duty is to carry out the will of Allah. They carry out the will of Allah. That's the whole reason they were created. It was to carry out the will of Allah and to worship Allah. Unlike man, angels don't have free will. They have certain jobs they do, and that's the jobs they do. They have certain attributes they carry, and those are the attributes they carry. Unlike man and jinn, which we'll get into in a little bit, that we have free will, and we do a lot of times we do as our free will assistance. So that's why you have, I'll go into this, but that's why you have men who are Muslims, you have men who are not Muslims, you have people who claim they're atheists, you have people who claim they're Baptists. If Allah had wanted, He would have created all mankind to be Muslim. There's a reason behind this. So like I was saying, the angels were created without free will, and the only mission is to carry out the commands of Allah and the worship of Allah. Now, this contradicts the belief of the Christian doctrine that say that the devil, the shaitan, Satan, Iblis, whatever name you want to call him, was an angel. He was a fallen angel. As Muslims, we know that he wasn't. He was a jinn. And we'll get into that in a couple of seconds. So that tells you that he's not an angel. And in chapter 18, verse 50, in the Quran, Allah tells us that the shaitan was a jinn, and he refused to obey Allah's instruction to prostrate, to bow down to Adam. And from this, we know that he was given free will to obey or disobey. So this makes him not an angel. So Allah in the Quran, Allah says that he told the angels and Iblis, the devil, the shaitan, to bow down, to prostrate to Adam when he was created. And all of the angels bowed down, but Iblis didn't bow down. And it tells you in a couple of spaces later that this is because he was a jinn. So Iblis was, the angel was, I'm just giving the shaitan, was from a high rank of the jinn, and he was amongst the angels, but that doesn't mean that he was an angel. And the Quran, you know, lets you know that he wasn't an angel. So angels do not eat, they don't sleep, they don't drink. Sometimes they take human form. Angels have different jobs. They have different jobs. They come in human form, such in the story of Abraham, the prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, prophet Lot, alayhi salam. Angels do not get tired of worshiping Allah. Some are sent to protect paradise. Some are sent to write down human deeds. Some angels question you when you die. Some angels visit you while you're in the womb of your mother. They come visit you while you're in the womb of your mother. They get the day that you, they write down the day that you will be born, the day that you will die, how much risk, how much sustenance you'll have in this world, and things of that nature. Once again, it's a better understanding and a deeper understanding on the blog site. Next, creation will cover the jinn. Jinn are beings that are created by Allah, and they have free will, similar to mankind. But unlike mankind, jinn cannot be seen with the human eye. Jinn are from the word jinnah, which means conceal or hide. Being that they're invisible and you're unable to see them, sometimes that is questioned that even them or the angels are part of creation, or that they even exist. But with the angels, if you believe, we went over this in, I believe, in episode 7, the sixth article of faith. And that's one article of faith, is to believe in the angels. So if you believe, to be a Muslim, you have to believe in the sixth article of faith. So you have to believe that there's angels. And Allah says it in the Quran. Similar to the jinn, they're not in the sixth article of faith, but they're also mentioned in the Quran. They're also mentioned in hadith, which are accounts of ways and actions of our prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, that there are jinns out there. And so that's part of being a Muslim, is to believe in the jinns, not to worship the jinns, but to believe there are such things as jinns out there. And they are mentioned in the Quran. Matter of fact, there's a verse named after the jinn in the Quran. And in the Quran, chapter 15, verse 26-27, it says, "Indeed, we created man from dry clay, of black smooth mud, and we created jinn before that from smokeless flame of fire." So it's saying that man was created from black smooth clay, mud, and a jinn was created from smokeless fire. The jinn were created after the angels and before mankind. There are jinns that are Muslim. There are jinns that are non-Muslim. There are jinns that are Christians. There are jinns that are Catholics. There are jinns that are everything. Jinns have family. They eat. They sleep. They have children. And they die. the lifespan of a jinn is a lot longer than a human being. So it's hard to compare the two. But like I said, you can compare the two. It's first, they have a lot of similarities, but they're different also. Jinn will also stand before Allah on the day of creation, the day of judgment, and they will be held accountable for their deeds, the same as mankind. The shaitan is, like I said earlier, the shaitan is a jinn, and he disobeys Allah's commandment by not bowing down to Adam. This is the story of Iblis, and it's found several times in the Quran. Jinn are usually invisible to humans, but can see humans clearly. Jinn cannot harm Muslims who seek the protection of Allah against them. This will be covered in a later show, and we'll go into further in depth into the jinn, how to protect yourself from the jinn. Some of the areas that the jinn congregate in are mountaintops, in the seas, on the seas, on treetops, in the air. They live in their own communities. Sometimes, you know, people, there's been narration that they're in abandoned houses. That's where the story of haunted houses come in. They're in parks and open areas. So jinn can't be seen by the human eye. So a lot of this that you hear about jinn are passed down stories or stories from the motherland or things of that nature. But the real stories of the jinn you can find in either the Quran or authentic hadith. Our last section that we'll cover today will be on mankind. There are a few things that Allah says about mankind. In Surah 2, verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3, he says, "And when the Lord said to the angels, indeed, I am establishing upon the earth the inheritor, mankind." That's a big statement to make, and to see what we do to the earth now, how we rip it up, you know, how we rip the minerals out of the earth, how we don't take care of it, how we cut down the forest, how we're treating the animals that we have on the earth. And then here Allah tells us that he's putting us on the earth to be an inheritor. Also in Surah chapter 17, verse 70, it says, Allah says, "We have honored the children of Adam and carried them on earth and in the sea and provided for them good substance. We have made them better than many that we have created." So it tells you that Allah puts us in a different light than he puts other creation. Similar to the jinn, but unlike the jinn, we have will, we have free will. But the difference is that we can be seen, that we know right from wrong, that we can reason. That's what makes us different than animals, is that we can reason. Animals go by instinct. They don't. There's no class to teach birds how to fly, bears how to fish or salmon, or things of that nature. But as human beings, this is stuff that we learn, and we learn right from wrong. So we don't live on instinct. We live on the fitra, what's in us, to tell us what's good and what's bad. The first creation that was, the first human being created was Adam. Adam is our father. So just to break off from this, that Allah is not our father, that's also a Christian doctrine that the Christians believe. But Allah is not our father. He's not our heavenly father, whatever name they put to him. Allah has no, he has no family. Like I said in the show, last show, he begotten, not nor is he begotten. So Adam, who was a human creation, is our father. So Adam is our father. He was the first creation, the first human created. And Allah talks about the creation of Adam in the Quran in many ways. He talks about how he was formed, talks about his life, talks about what he was made out of, how he was made out of black clay, how, you know, just different ways, how his soul was blown into him. So I recommend you that you get you a Quran or you email me at hakdawagroup@gmail.com. And ask for a Quran, and I'll be more than glad to put one in the mail for you. Allah has given man the ability to distinguish between good and evil. Allah has given man the freedom to choose freely between right and wrong, and has made clear that it's his purpose to worship Allah. Allah has gifted man with the ability to acquire knowledge, the knowledge of his religion, his deen, his way of life, the knowledge that he needs to survive. And similar to what I said, as an animal lives with instinct, man lives off of trial and error. From among these errors, Allah loves most when his creation makes a mistake, he sins, and he comes back and he asks for forgiveness quickly, quick repentance. Similar to jinn, humans live in communities, and normally they have families. Unlike jinn, men can be seen by all other creations. Also similar to jinn, mankind are accountable for their deeds and will be accountable for their deeds on the day of judgment. And whoever the Quran tells us that whoever does the Adam wait with the good, he will see that. And whoever does the Adam's worth of weight of evil, he will see that. We'll go. This concludes this part of the show. We will go into all these shows will be linked together. If you're constantly hearing me say we'll go on to this on another episode because these shows are planned out. So we'll also sooner or later go into the Day of Judgment. So we talked about how jinn and men will stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. We'll go over the Day of Judgment one day. We'll go over what happens. This will be a multiple series show because it's more than what you can handle. More than what I can give to you in 30 minutes without rushing. Also, I want to remind you that next week we'll have a special guest on. I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy it, even though I'm the one hosting the show. We're trying to do bigger and better things, trying to get our show to make it a fine-tuned situation. So if you have any complaints or you have any constructive comments you want to make or you want to give any suggestions, please don't forget to email us at hotdawahmedia@gmail.com. That's hotdawahmedia@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Hotdawah Group. Group is an abbreviation of GRP. Don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at hotdawahmedia. And tune in next week for this great show that we have. I thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be with you.